The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 27, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on October 26th, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. We wouldn't waste our time with those other editions. Chapter number 9, text number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat Karoshi Yadashnasi. Yajjahosi dadasi yat.
Yajjahosi dadasi yat.
Yat tapasyasi konteya. Tat kudushva madarpanam. Yat karoshi yadashnasi. Yajjahosi dadasi yat. Yat tapasyasi konteya. Tat kudushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Purport. Thus it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for the maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live, and therefore he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremony. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagrajatam Gana Raghunathanvitam Sajiva Sadaita Avaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha So, just see how merciful is Krishna. Krishna makes it very easy. Do you all eat? Does everybody here eat? Everybody eats, yes? You all eat, yes? Yeah. So you eat prasad? That is Krishna's order. Whatever you eat, you offer it to me. So, by that activity of eating the prasad of Krishna, then you become Krishna
conscious.
One time when Prabhupada came to Miami, Florida, he told the devotees, he said, you have all come because of Krishna Prasadam. And then he turned to the temple president, his name was Abhiram, he said, you too, Abhiram? Abhiram said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. So, who can deny? We have all come because of prasadam. There is nothing like Krishna prasad. Because everyone likes to eat. But nobody wants to be entangled in the maya. By eating, you can become free from maya. Just by eating. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. Take prasadam. Become Krishna conscious. And then after you take prasadam, you have energy to do something. So then, whatever you do, you offer that to Krishna. If you like to talk, then talk about Krishna. If you like to sing, then sing about Krishna. If you like to dance, then dance for Krishna. Whatever you like to do, you see. You do that for Krishna. In this way, engage your energy in Krishna service. And because Krishna is the source of all the energy. When you engage your energy in the service of Krishna, Krishna will give you more energy. And when you engage that more energy in Krishna's service, do you know what Krishna will do? He will give you even more energy. And when you engage that even more energy in Krishna's service, He will give you even more energy. So in this way you can imagine how much a devotee becomes energized. A devotee can become so much energized that Vrindavan Das Thakur states, a pure devotee, one pure devotee can deliver the entire universe.
Viņš var pārviņš var saņemt tik daudz enerģijas, ka svētais Rindavan Das Thakur teica, ka viens pats bakta var atbrīvot visu pasauli.
Can you imagine how much energy it would take to deliver the whole universe?
Jūs varat iedomāties, cik daudz enerģijas ir nepieciešams, lai atbrīvotu visu materiālo, visu.
I mean, just think how much energy it would take to deliver all of Riga.
Iedomājieties, cik daudz enerģijas vajag, lai atbrīvotu no šīs materiālas pasaules visu to.
Or all of Latvia.
Latvija.
Or the Baltic states.
Baltijas valstis.
Or all of Europe.
Eiropa.
Or the whole planet Earth.
Vai visas planētas.
But the planet Earth is just a little tiny mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds.
Bet planēta Zeme ir tikai mazs sinepju graudiņu maisā.
One pure devotee can deliver all the inhabitants all the way from Vatala Lok all the way to Brahma Lok and every planet in between.
Tīrs bakta var atbrīvot visas dzīvās būtnes no pat zemākās Patala Lokas līdz augstākajai Brahma Lokai.
So you can just imagine how much energy the pure devotee has.
Iedomājieties, cik gan daudz enerģijas tīram baktam ir.
So how does he get that energy?
Kā gan viņš saņem šo enerģiju?
This verse is telling how.
Šis pāns mums saka kā.
Yat kadoshi yadas nāsi yad johoti dadāci yad yad tapashashi kontaya tad kadushva madarpana. What about things I don't like to do?
Bet kā tām vietām, ko man nepatīk darīt?
They are called austerities, tapa. Of course, the Brahmins, though, they like doing tapa. They enjoy austerities. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. Just like a businessman, he likes to make more and more money. His wealth is measured in dollars or euros like that. That is his wealth. But for the Brahmana, his wealth is measured in tapa. That is his wealth, you see. So that tapa, whatever tapa we are doing, we should offer that also to Krishna.
Un lai kādas askeses jūs arī neveiktu, tās arī ir jāpiedāvā Krishna.
So one may ask, then how does this process work anyway? Who is this Krishna?
Bet kāds cilvēks var tomēr jautāt, bet galvā, kā tad šis process tomēr darbojas?
Krishna is known as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna mēs zinām kā augstāko Dieva personību.
He is the original source of all existence.
Viņš ir sākotnējais visas eksistences avots.
Now, according to the scientists, there is no Krishna.
Saskaņā ar zinātnieku viedokli nav nekāda Krishna.
The scientists say, especially this Dr. Hawkings. I call him Dr. He Hawkings, you know, like an ass. Hee haw, you know, Ashriel. Hee haw, He Hawkings, He Hawkings. Dr. He Hawkings says that the universe comes out of absolutely nothing. But I ask you, is that scientific?
Bet es jums jautāju, vai tas ir zinātniski? Vai tas ir zinātniski?
Science means observation and experiment.
Zinātne nozīmē novērojumu un eksperimentu.
Has any scientist ever taken nothing and gotten something out of it?
Vai ir kāds zinātnieks, kas ir paņēmis neko un no nekā dabūjis kaut ko?
Or what, just the ordinary person, how many of you have ever made popcorn?
Vai, piemēram, jūs kā vienkārši cilvēki, cik daudz no jums ir popcorn?
How many have made popcorn? Yes. Yes, many. Many have made popcorn. When you made the popcorn, Did you take an empty pot and get that popcorn? You just put an empty pot on the stove and all that corn came pop, 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 pop. No, no, no. There, you put some popcorn kernels and some oil in that pot. And then pop, 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 that corn came out. You see, popcorn came out. So, how we can think that the universe came out of nothing? It's never been shown by any scientific experiment. But yet this Dr. Hawking wants us to believe him that this universe comes out of absolutely nothing. In other words, the scientists are not scientific. The Vedic wisdom is scientific. Because by applying this Vedic wisdom, you will see God. That is the result. If you apply this Vedic wisdom, you will see God. You will become qualified to see God face to face. This is scientific reality. Observation and experiment. You make the experiment.
It's an experiment.
And you will reach to that point where you can directly observe God at every minute.
Un jūs sasniegsiet to brīdi, kad jūs varēsiet redzēt Dievu ik mirkli.
So, instead of being misled by the so-called scientists,
un tā vietā, lai jūs pa nepareizu ceļu vestu tā sauktie zinātnieki,
we will take the guidance from the enlightened scientists.
Pieņemiet vadību no
Srila Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Astatarajadashi Srimad, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Rupad. We will take our guidance from the actual scientists. If you associate with fools, what do you become? You become fool. If you associate with enlightened sages, what do you become? You become enlightened sage. So what do you want to be? Do you want to be fool? Or do you want to become enlightened sage? So choose your association very wisely. It is confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Sangat sanjayate kama. One's consciousness is developed according to the company that he keeps. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises asat sanga tyag. Give up the association of non-devotees. You may say, well, how can I do that? Where I go to work, they're all non-devotees. I have to quit my job. Where I go to school, they're all non-devotees. I have to quit going to school. What am I supposed to do? give them your association. That's what you're supposed to do. If giving up non-devotee association meant never seeing a non-devotee, then we would not have a temple here in the middle of the city.
Ja šis norādījums nozīmētu to, ka ir jāpārtrauc, pārtraukt jau kādu piedrošanos nozīmētu viņus atstāt, tad mums nekad nebūtu pilsētas vidū nebūtu temples.
We would have a remote ashram somewhere in the Himalayas.
būtu tāls ašams kaut kur Himalajos.
We are here because giving up the association of non-devotees means we give them Krishna consciousness. That's what it means.
Tāpēc, ka tas nozīmē, ka mums ir jādod šo piedrošanos, un ar šo piedrošanos mēs dodam.
The devotee is meant to be compassionate.
Bhaktam ir jābūt līdzjūtīgam.
He is meant to give Krishna consciousness to everyone.
Un viņš ir tāpēc, viņš lai dotu Krishnas apziņu.
Tare deka tare kaha Krishna upadash maragayu guru hoyatare edesh. Whomever you meet, you give him Krishna consciousness. And this way become guru. And deliver the people of this country. And that is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we say give up non-devotee association, it means don't take their association, you give them Krishna conscious association. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
How to give to non-devotees Krishna consciousness?
Give them prasadam.
Prasadam.
Give them a book.
Dodiet grāmatu.
Tell them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sakiet viņam, ka Krishna ir Dieva augstākā personība.
And that we are all his eternal servants.
Un ka mēs visi esam viņa mūžīgie kalpi.
Is there any difficulty?
Vai ir kāda grūtība?
Even a child can preach. My dear sir, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the difficulty? You tell them. Krishna is God. Do you believe in God? I will tell you who is God. Krishna is God. You simply have to be convinced. And if you are convinced, you can convince so many others. There is no difficulty. Simply you be convinced. And you can convince the whole world. Questions more?
Svarīgu lēmumu savā dzīvē. Viņam ir jāpaprasa ir citiem baktām un Krišnām svētību. Ko nozīmē šis te? Kāda šī te uzskata teiciena jēga?
I would like to know the meaning of the following. It is said that when a devotee wants to is going to decide something important in his life, he should ask for Krishna's and other devotees for the blessings of Krishna and other devotees. And I would like to know what is the meaning of this suggestion or purpose.
It's always, everything we do should be according to what is pleasing to Krishna.
Viss, ko mēs darām, tam ir jābūt tā darītam, lai tas iepriecinātu Krishna.
So, if we're not sure if something is pleasing to Krishna or not, we should find out from devotees who are more Krishna conscious than I am. By doing this, will I please Krishna or will I not please
Krishna?
Arjuna thought it was better not to fight the battle.
Arjuna domāja, ka labāk būtu necīnīties.
But it turned out he was wrong.
Bet izrādījās, ka viņa nav taisnība.
What was pleasing to Krishna was that he should fight the battle.
Un tas, kas iepriecina Krishna, ir, ka viņš cīnītos.
We have to take this mood. Karpan yudosho pahata svabhava 2.7 Pritcham itang dharma samudha cheta Yatshe yansandishchitang bruhitan veshashashtehang sharimang tvang babanam. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Bhagavad Gītas 2. Nodaļas 7. Pantā Arjuna saka šādus vārdus Krišnā. Es vairs nezinu, kas man jādara. Esmu zaudējis visu savu nosvērtību, un mani moka nožēlojums vājums. Lūdzu, saki, ko man vislabāk darīt? Nu, es esmu tavs skolnieks, dvēsele, kas sevi uzticējusi tev. Lūdzu, māci mani.
Rupa Goswami explains, Krishna consciousness, if it's boiled, there are 64 principles of becoming Krishna conscious. 64 principles.
Rupa Goswami skaidro apie 64 principi, Krishna's apziņas principi.
But they are summarized in three principles.
Bet tie tiek sumēti trijos principos.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Pieņem patvērumu pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
Take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master.
Saņem iniciāciju no paties garīgā skolotāja.
And obey the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master.
Un seko paties garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
If one follows these principles very strictly and carefully, then you will become perfect in everything that you do.
Un ja cilvēks seko šiem te principiem ļoti noteikti un cieši un stingri, tad viņš kļūst pilnīgs visā, ko viņš dara.
We are like ships without rudders at the present moment. We like a ship without a rudder.
Mēs esam kā kuģis bez radara šobrīd.
So, the spiritual master, he is the rudder.
Garīgais skolotājs ir kā radars.
And if we take the guidance of Sri Guru and those who are expert in the science of Krishna consciousness,
un ja mēs pieņemam vadību no guru un tiem, kas ir prasmīgi šajā,
then we will be able to cross the ocean of nations.
Un tad mēs būsim spējīgi pārpeldēt pāri šiem te ciešiem okeānam.
Otherwise, you'll just be blown about by the winds of sense gratification desires.
Pretējā gadījumā jūs vienkārši mētās un virzīs dažādu vēlmju vēju.
That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 2, text number
67.
Indiyanam hi charatam yan manonu vidiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navamivambasi. As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence.
Stiprs vējš aizem projām laivu, un viena vienīga maņa, kurai pievērsts prāts, var aiznest projām cilvēku saprātu.
So you need that rudder.
Un jums ir nepieciešams šis rudars.
You need the guidance of guru and advanced devotees.
Jums ir nepieciešami padomu, vadību no guru.
And if you have that guidance, then you can easily cross the ocean of birth and death.
Kvalificētākajiem citiem bhaktām. Un ja jums būs šāda vadība, tad jūs viegli.
But otherwise you just be a boat blown this way by the winds of sense gratification.
Pretējā gadījumā jūs būsiet kā šī laiva, ko dažādi vēlmi vēji pūš vienā vai citā virzienā.
Do you understand?
Very good.
Okay, anything else? Questions?
Vai ir vēl kādi jautājumi?
Būvā tikai momenti, što чувствуешь, что определенно преданные, они относятся к себе немножко холодно. И вот вопрос в том заключается, что как сделать, растопить эти отношения, то есть сделать более их теплыми.
Дашкарт юти, ка отношения с дажем бактам ир тадас вэсас. Ка подарит шис отношения силтакас.
Sometimes I feel that relationships with some devotees are pretty
cold. And my question is how to make these relationships warmer.
Pour some love into the relationship. If somebody is being cold to you, then you should be warm to them.
Ja kāds ir vērsts pret jums, tad jums ir jābūt siltām, karstām pret viņu.
You be the leader.
Esiet līderis.
If I'm kind to someone and they don't repay it, just keep giving them more kindness, and melt them by your kindness.
Ja es esmu laipns pret kādu, bet viņš neatbild ar laipnību, tad es dodu vairāk laipnības, vēl vairāk laipnības, un izkausēju ar savu laipnību viņu.
That is called a chariya.
One
who leads by his example.
Tie, kas vada ar savu personisko piemēru.
You understand?
So yeah.
Next question.
Jūs varētu dalīties, atcerieties, kāds bija jūsu pirmā iepazīšanās ar Bhaktā. Could you share your first experience with devotees?
I first experienced the devotees in Golden Gate Park in December of
1968.
They were coming back from Harinam Sankirtan. It was exotic. It was like something out of some movie, you know.
Tas bija ļoti eksotiski. Likās, ka kaut kāds fragments no kādas filmas es raugos.
The devotees and saris, it must have been like 40 or 50 devotees. It seemed like a huge, wow, it's amazing.
Un šie 40, 50 bhaktas, kas bija tērpušies doti un sari, tas izskatījās man ļoti iespaidīgi.
So I was very amazed. This is very, very amazing thing.
Un tas bija ārkārtīgi iespaidots. Un es domāju, jā, tas ir kaut kas.
These devotees are very amazing. They invited me to their temple. This was the second temple of ISKCON. The first one was 26 Second Avenue in New York City. The second temple was 518 Frederick Street in San Francisco.
Uz otrā savienības 26. Numuram, un šis te bija San Francisco.
518 Frederick Street.
Uz Frederick's Street, Frederick Hills, San Francisco.
So I went to their temple.
Es devos uz šo templi.
My friend Patrick had taught me the Hare Krishna mantra a few months before, a couple of months earlier than that in Denver, Colorado.
Pāris mēnešus pirms tam, mans draugs Patriks Colorado štatā Denveras pilsētā man bija iemācījis Hare Krishna mantra.
So I already knew the mantra.
Es jau zināju mantru.
So I was singing the mantra in the temple room.
Un es dziedāju mantru templī altāra sālā.
And one Brahmacharini, she was really appreciating. She complimented me on my chanting.
Un viena Brahmacharini
The only problem was I was reading all Mayavadi books at the time, you see. So these Mayavadi books, they all told me that I was Krishna. And I didn't know any better. I thought I was Krishna. So when that Brahmacharini said, oh, you're chanting so nicely. I was thinking, oh, if she only knew that I am Krishna. So I wasn't quite ready to surrender yet. After all, I was Krishna. So I thought. It took me a couple of years of Maya's kicks to realize that I wasn't Krishna.
Un bija nepieciešami pāris gadus mājas tādai pamatīgi spēriem, lai saprastu, ka es tomēr neesmu Krišna.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājumu.
Jā,
Es jau apmēram pat divus gadus vēlos piecelties, lai nokļūtu uz Mangalārdi, bet man neizdodas. Vai ir kādi ieteikumi?
My problem is that for almost 2 years I'm willing to wake up for Mangalārdi, but I can't do that. Any suggestions?
This is at home or in the temple?
At home.
Yes, put the alarm clock on the other side of the room. So you have a very loud alarm clock, so you have to get up, all get out of bed and turn it off on the other side of the room. And if that doesn't work, then you have a second alarm clock in another corner of the room going off at another 30, 60 seconds later.
Un, ja tas nedarbojās, tad nākamo pie citu modinātāju noliedziet citā istabas stūrī, kas galā.
And if that still doesn't work, I have a third alarm clock on the other corner of the room. It goes off another 60 seconds later.
Un, ja tas nedarbojās, tad trešajā stūrī, trešo modinātāju, kas vēl pēc minūtes sāk zvanīt.
If you're determined, you can get up.
Un, ja jūs esat tā ļoti apņēmīgs, tad jūs piecelsieties.
Next question. Ladies don't ask questions. What's wrong?
Dāmas nejautā jautājums.
Come on.
Droši.
Question, come on. All right. Yeah. All right, back. Let's see. All right, go ahead, back then. Yeah.
Kā pareizi elpot matha mantras laikā, kā pareizi pat elpot? What is a proper way to breathe during the chanting of matha mantra? Because sometimes I feel that suffocation or there's no air to breathe.
What's the proper way to breathe?
The proper way to chant and breathe at the same time, breathing at the time.
Sometimes devotees think that chanting Hare Krishna is like doing is a certain type of exercise like pranayama. You have to do the techniques in the right way. But that is not the right understanding. Chanting Hare Krishna is calling out with love to Krishna.
Hare Krishna's mantras atkārtošana, tas ir ar mīlestību saukt. In
other words, you must chant from your heart. You must put your feelings into chanting. If you're focusing on the what's going on with your breathing and what's going on with your lips and the physical aspects of it, that means you're not chanting from your heart.
Jūs fokusēties uz dažādiem fiziskiem aspektiem, kā piemēram, kā jūs elpojat, kas notiek ar jūsu lūpām. Tas nozīmē, ka jūs neatkārtojat šos vārdus no sirds.
If you fell over the edge of a cliff,
jūs, piemēram, nokrist no klints malas,
and on the way over you grabbed on some branches,
un, ja krītos, jums izdotos pieķerties kādam zaram.
And you know there's some people up there walking regularly back and forth on the trail above the edge of the cliff.
Jūs redzat, ka tur ir pa kādu taku iet augšā ir cilvēki, kas staigā tur.
How would you call for help?
Sakiet, lūdzu, kā jūs saukt pēc palīdzības?
Would you think, I must breathe the proper way when I'm calling for help?
Vai jūs domāt, ka tā, man vajadzētu pareizi elpot, tad jūs saukt pēc palīdzības?
Or would you just call out, help?
Vai jūs vienkārši saukt, palīgā?
Is it? So in the same way, you must chant Hare Krishna. If you're focused on your breathing technique, that means you're not chanting from your heart. You're drowning in the ocean of birth and death and you're begging Krishna, please save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So don't chant from your lungs and your lips, chant from your heart. Krishna doesn't need your breathing techniques. He wants your love. He wants your calling out like a child begging for mercy. That's what he wants.
bērns, kas sauc pēc savas mātes.
Okay. Next question. All right.
Были ли в вашей духовной жизни такие темные времена, когда ваша вера начинала немножко падать, так вот колебаться, появлялись сомнения какие-то? Если были, как вы с этим боролись? А если не было, как делать? Ну, как с этим нужно бороться и как увеличивать свою веру?
Vai jūs garīgajā dzīvē ir bijuši tādi brīži, melnie brīži, kad jūs ticība ir sākusi šķobīties? Ja ir bijuši, kā jūs cīnījāties, ja nav bijuši, kā savu ticību pastiprināt?
Have you ever experienced in your spiritual life dark moments when your faith has become weakened? And if you have experienced such moments, then how you overcome them? If not, then what to do to increase our faith?
I've never lost my faith in Krishna or in Srila Prabhupada.
Es nekad neesmu zaudējis savu ticību Krishnam vai Srila Prabhupada.
So, if one is feeling a lack of faith, what to do?
Ja, un tātad, ja kāds jūt ticības trūkumu, ko darīt?
If one is feeling that lack of faith, then one has to associate with people who have faith.
Cilvēks sāk just, ka viņam trūkst ticības, tad viņam ir jāviedrojas ar tiem, kam ir šī ticība.
Faith is a contagious disease.
Ticība ir tā kā lipīga slimība.
If I'm lacking faith and I associate with someone who has very strong faith, then my faith will become strong by their association.
Ja man trūkst ticības un es piedarojos ar tiem, kam ir stipra ticība, tad mans ticība.
That's why one should have a spiritual master.
Un tāpēc ikvienam ir nepieciešams garīgais skolotājs.
A spiritual master has unflinching faith in Krishna.
Garīgiem skolotājiem ir nesatricināta ticība Krishnam.
So if I take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then by his association I will also get unflinching faith.
Ja es pieņem patvērumu pie paties garīgā skolotāja, tad ar viņa nesatricināmo ticību es arī...
I forgot the end of the tenth sentence.
By associating with the spiritual master, one who has unflinching faith, the disciple will get unflinching faith.
Tad arī šāds cilvēks saņems nesatricināmo ticību.
Is that understood? Clear? Yeah. Association is the key. Good association is the key.
Labu biedrošanās ir atslēga, pamata atslēga.
If you associate with people who lack faith, you will also lack faith.
Jūs biedrosieties ar cilvēkiem, kuriem trūkst ticības, jums arī mazināsies ticības.
And if you associate with people who have very strong faith, your faith will become strong.
Bet ja biedrosieties ar tiem, kam ir stipra ticība, arī jūs ejāk jūs stipra.
Therefore, choose your association very wisely.
Tāpēc ļoti saprātīgi izvēlties, ar ko jūs biedrojaties. Jautājums tiek uzsvērts aspekts, kurā būtu jānoskaita laiks, kurā būtu jānoskaita aplis. Un tā kā laika ir ļoti maz šajā dinamiskajā laikmetā, tad cilvēks sāk kāpināt šo tempu un tad sāk kļūt strūkt elpas un tad zūt šī te skandēšana no sirds. Kāda ir ieteikuma?
It is quite often underline that aspect that one round should be finished during a certain amount of time. And sometimes people increase the speed of chanting, and because of increasing that speed, these problems with breathing appear. So the question is, what do you think about this aspect of time that one round should be finished during a certain... should be chanted...
It's up to each individual, really. Not that somebody should stand over you with a stopwatch while you're chanting your round.
No, tā, ka chronometri ir jāstāv klāt, tad, kad cilvēks skaita savu apli.
But Prabhupada did say 2 hours, one could finish 16 rounds in 2 hours. That, he always said that again. And he also said that when one is experienced, they can finish a round in 5 minutes. The criterion is, are you hearing and chanting every syllable? That's the criterion. It's not that you have to do it at this speed or that speed. The feeling is what really counts. But some people write me a letter, they say, it takes me 6 hours to do my rounds, and I don't have time to do them because it takes me 6 hours to chant my round. So if it's taking you 6 hours to chant your rounds, you're obviously going too slow. What is that, 15 minutes a round or something like that? 6 hours would be 20 minutes for each round. You're obviously going too slow, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. It's too slow. You'll never get your rounds done in time. Even in our kirtan, we go faster than that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So the thing is, so we have much service to do also. One has to go to school or go to work or do service at the temple. So one should not just chant very, very, very slow. One should get, the point is just call out with love to Krishna. That's the point. If you're calling out with love, you don't have to worry about the speed. Your speed will happen naturally if you call out with love. If you're too much worried about the speed, you're just like the other gentleman behind you who's worried about the breathing, It means you're not calling out with love, you see. If the love is there, the speed will be proper. That's it. Next question. Finally, all right. One of the Matajis. Okay, good.
Jaunajam būdīju, tad, kad ir kāds, kurš to dara labi, tad atrodoties līdzās viņam, arī mums ir vieglāk darīt, tad ir ko arī šajā gadījumā konkrēti skandīt mantru. Bet tad, kad mēs paliekam vieni, tad arī šī spēja pamazām zūda. Jautājums, kā uzturēt šo spēju, man taču teica pašam vicināt spārnus.
It is known that when we are next to someone who is experienced, then it's easier to do anything. In this case, for instance, chanting japa is easier when you chant along with someone who does it in a proper mood. But at the same time, it is said that everyone should maintain this quality himself. My question is, how to maintain this ability when advanced devotees, like for instance, you are here, when you leave Riga,
this means you have to take the advanced devotees into your heart. So they are never absent.
jūs nekad nebūsiet vieni, jūs viņi nekad būs nebūs jūs pametuši.
You take the advanced devotees into your heart, you'll always feel how they are present with you and blessing you.
Un ja jūs šos te pieredzējušos baktus turēsiet savā sirdī, tad jūs vienmēr jūtīsiet viņu sveitību un viņi vienmēr būs kopā ar jums.
This is the secret of how to advance quickly in Krishna consciousness.
Un tas ir noslēpums, kā virzīties Krišnas apziņā uz priekšu ātri.
Yeah, take this garland. Okay, next question. No, no.
How to please the spiritual master?
If you want to please Shri Guru, you simply follow his instructions. That's all.
Jūs vēlaties iepriecināt mirīgo skolotāju, vienkārši sekojiet viņu norādījumiem.
Whatever order he is given, you must always remember and worship that order within your heart.
Lai kādu viņš nebūtu devis norādījums, vienmēr jāatcerās un jākalpo, jāpielūdz šīs norādījums savā sirdī.
And always try your best to successfully carry out that order.
Dariet visu labāko, lai pildītu šo te norādījumu.
It is not difficult.
Tas nav grūti.
Even if you're not successful, if you're always trying to be successful, that is your success.
Tas nav, pat ja jums neveicās, bet jūs vienmēr cenšaties, lai jums veiktos, tas ir jūsu panākums.
Just like our Srila Prabhupāda.
Tā kā Srila Prabhupāda.
He was given the order to spread this movement to the English-speaking world.
Viņš saņem šo norādīju, izplatīt zināšanas angliski runājošajā pasaulē.
He had no idea how he could do them.
Viņam nebija nekāda priekšstata, kā to izdarīt.
For many years, nothing happened.
Daudz gadus nekas nenotika.
He received the order in 1922.
Viņš saņem šo norādīju 1922. Gadā.
And he didn't actually... The success did not come until
1966.
That was 44 years he went without being successful in doing it. Prabhupada actually commented about that. He said, better late than never. So, even though he wasn't successful for those 44 years, he always meditated within his heart. And Guru Maharaj has ordered me to spread this to the English-speaking world. Somehow I must do, I must do, I must do. So in this way, if you always meditate in the order you have received from your spiritual master and try your best to carry it out, then you are successful.
Un tādā veidā, ja jūs vienmēr meditējat uz norādījumiem, ko jums ir sniedzis garīgais skolotājs un mēģiniet tos izpildīt, tādā veidā jūs esat sekmīgs.
What does successful mean? Successful in pleasing him.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs esat sekmīgs viņu iepriecinot.
Questions more?
My problem is that I am very emotional, and when I start doing something, I can't stop. For instance, when I start doing my service, I don't give away and I'm doing that particular service. When I start reading a book of Srila Prabhupada, I can't stop reading. When I start chanting, I can't stop chanting. How to regulate my sadhana in a way that I can do everything properly?
The do the whatever is the top priority, do that first.
Tas, kas tajā brīdī ir galvenā prioritāte, to dariet pirmkārt.
Top priority is you must complete your 16 rounds.
Galvenais ir prioritāte, ka pirmkārt mums jāpabeidz ar savu 16 apli.
Do the first priority first.
Pirmkārt izdariet pirmo prioritāti.
And then everything will work out nicely.
Un tad viss pārējais veidosies labi.
You put the first priority aside and try to do something else, then you'll be confused and bewildered.
Bet ja jūs noliksiet galveno prioritāti malā un sāksiet darīt kaut ko citu, tad jūs noteikti apjuksiet.
If you take the number one priority and do that thing first, then everything will fall into place very nicely.
Ja jūs paņemsiet numur viens prioritāti un darīsiet to pirmkārt, tad viss pārējais sekos jauki tam līdzi.
So, just like every day you eat, don't you? You eat.
Katru dienu jūs ēdat, vai ne tā? Jūs ēdat katru dienu.
You feed your body regularly.
Jūs savu ķermeni barojat katru dienu, regulāri.
So, now you must feed your soul regularly.
Un tagad jums ir savu dvēseli jābaro regulāri.
You must chant 16 rounds every day without fail.
She's doing that for 10 years. That problem exists for 10 years.
Yes, 10 years. Are you chanting your rounds first every day?
Vai vienmēr jūs savus aplius pirmkārt skaitāt? Pirmkārt jūs sākat savu daļu dienu ar apliem? Nē,
наверняка более так немножко чистоту, чтобы, как
бы. I start with cleanliness.
You clean first.
Jūs наводите порядок, да, чистоту. Yeah, clean first, yeah.
The house should be clean from the day before.
Jūsu māja ir jāsavēt kārtībā iepriekšējā dienā.
When you go to bed, the house should be clean.
Tad, kad jūs pirms jūs ejat gulēt, māja ir jābūt tīrai.
So when you get up, you take bath and immediately jump up.
Un kad jūs pieciļaties un pēc dušas,
not house cleaning.
Reiz varat skaitīt džapu, nevis veikt mājas darbus.
You go to bed with a clean house.
Jums ir jāiet gulēt un gulēt, kad māja ir tīra.
And then wake up, take your bath and chant your japa.
No rīta pieciļaties, duša, un tad jūs skaitāt džapu.
Before sunrise, as far as possible, all your rounds should be done before the sun comes in.
Un pirms saule ir uzlākus, viss, cik iespējams, apri jānāk.
Of course, sometimes it rises very early here in Riga, before the birds start chirping.
Dažkārt šeit saule ļoti agrilēts, ir pat ātrāk nekā putni sāk čirināt.
Get all your rounds done every morning before the birds start. You have to be a chirpier bird than the birds.
Tāpēc pareizi ir pabeigt aprius pirms putni sāk dziedāt.
You have to chirp before the birds chirp. You see, they get up, they go, where's the worm, where's the worm? Chirp, 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 chirp. Before they start there, where is the worm chirping? You should be, where is Krishna chirping? So, you go now from now, you go to bed with a clean house.
Tātad, no šī brīža jums ir jādzīvo tā, ka jūs ejat, tad, kad jūs ejat.
And you rise early and you rise early and you chirp. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jūs ceļaties un čivinat Hare Krishna.
Okay, next question. All right. Actually, behind you, she raised her hand. I recognize her. You have to raise your hand, yeah.
Понять, как мне тоже останавливать себя.
Mana problēma vēl papildus pie iepriekš teiktā ir tā, ka es cenšos visu izdarīt ļoti perfektu, lai gan es saprotu, ka perfektums nav iespējams, bet kā man pareizi regulēt sevi šajā tieksmē uz perfektu.
Additionally to the previous, my problem is that I want to do everything perfectly. And that becomes never-ending story. I'm never satisfied with the level of perfection. How to manage that?
Keep making things more and more perfect.
Keep making?
Continue making everything you do more and more perfect. That's very good.
Tas ir ļoti labi. Turpiniet visu, ko jūs darat, darīt arvien labāk un labāk un labāk.
A devotee is a perfectionist.
Bhakta ir perfekcionists.
Perfectionist means he's never satisfied that I'm doing it well enough.
Un tas nozīmē, ka viņš nekad nav apmierināts ar to, vai viņš pietiekami labi izdarījis.
So your attitude is very good.
Jūs attieksmi ir ļoti labi.
You try harder and harder and harder and harder, you become more perfect, more perfect, more perfect. It's very good.
Ļoti labi, jūs arvien vairāk un vairāk cenšaties, lai kļūtu arvien pilnīgāk un pilnīgāk.
Jai. Any other question?
Indras Prabhu aiziešanas no šīs planētas daudz tika ļoti iedvesmoti un skandēt svēto vārdu un tas, ko mēs darām, kādaši laikā mēs dienu un nakti dziedam un, bet tai pašā laikā mēs esam dzirdējuši, ka daži bhakti saka, ka tas neatbilst šīs Prabhupādas garā. Ko jūs domājat par to?
After Indra Prabhu left his this planet, many devotees became very inspired to spread this that mood of continuing this mood of Indra Prabhu. And what we started to do is that during Ekadashi we chant day and night. But then we heard some devotees said that doesn't agree with the mood of Srila Prabhupada. What is your opinion on that?
No, Prabhupada said in Ekadasi, one should be fully absorbed. One can fully absorb in chanting and hearing all the way through the night. That is Ekadasi.
Srila Prabhupada teica, ka Ekadasi laikā cilvēkam ir jābūt pilnībā jāgremdējās skandēšanā dienu un nakti.
Kadasi means the strict observance of Kadi is that you stay up all night and absorbed in Krishna Katha all the way till the sunrise. That is a Kadasi, strictly speaking. Yeah.
Ja mēs stingri runājam, Kadasi nozīmē, ka visu nakti cilvēks ir augšā un ir Krishna Katha, viņš ir iesaistās un līdz pat saules rietam.
Prabhupada said, let them do kirtan 24 hours. That was his order.
Prabhupada teica, ļaujiet viņam kirtan turpināt 24 stundas.
The 24-hour kirtan is Prabhupada's order, not only for Vrindavan, but all over the world. But you have to work, you have to do it in a harmonious way with the local management. Don't just come in and try to take over the temple. If it doesn't work with the temple schedule, you can always, it's some namahat, you can... Yeah, in some home you can do it.
Bet ja tas neiet saskaņā ar tempļa dienas kārtību, ir namahats, kur jūs to varat praktizēt.
Especially on Ekadasi, 24-hour kirtan is very appropriate.
Un īpaši Ekadasi laikā, 24 stundu kirtans ir ļoti piemērots.
Now you had question?
Jums bija jautājums.
Un ir tā, ka man ģimenei nav atbalsta, ja? Un tā paša arī džopas skaitīšana, tad līdz ar to, nu, es es nevaru to izdarīt, ja, piemēram, kaut vai sestdienās vai sēdienās, kad man ir mājās, kā man rīkoties?
Jautājums, kā man rīkoties, ja es dzīvoju diezgan tālu no tempļa, kur nav vaktas, un ja mājās arī nav atbalsta šīm aktivitātiem, piemēram, kā lai es skaitu džapu sestdienās vai svētdienās, ka mājās ir vīrs, kurš to neatbalsta, kā man uzturēt šo ticību?
How can I maintain my faith if I live pretty far away from the temple and my family, especially my husband, doesn't support my activities? And for instance, on Saturday, on Sunday, I can't chant my japa because I'm with my husband and he doesn't like it. How to maintain?
Well, you have to got to train your husband. Train him up to allow you to do this. You have to be very strong in your determination.
Jums ir jābūt ļoti apņēmīgai un jāpanāk, ka viņš jums atļauj to darīt.
You can ask your husband, do you want me to be happy?
Jums jāpajautā savam vīram, vai tu vēlies, lai es būtu laimīga?
Ask him, do you want me to be happy? Or do you want me to be miserable?
Vai tu gribi, lai es būtu ciestu?
If you ask your husband, do you want me to be happy or do you want me to be miserable? What will he say? Will he say, I want you to be miserable? Will he say that?
He's afraid of this.
He's afraid
of that practice.
That's very good.
He's afraid, on the one hand, he's afraid. On the other hand, he doesn't want to listen to this issue.
Well, I would just ask him, point blank, do you want me to be happy or want me to be miserable? I would just say point blank, do you want me to be happy or do you want me to be miserable? Give me your answer. I would force him until he has to say. Then if he says, I want to be miserable, then what sort of a husband is he? He's useless. He says, I want you to be happy. Then I say, well, thank you very much. I need to go to the temple to be happy. You have to force him to allow you to be Krishna conscious. You have to force him. You have to be more strong than he is. Krishna will help you. Any other question?
Vai jūs varat dot dažus padomus grāmatu izskatīšanā Sankirtanā? Could you give some advice for people who are distributing books for Sankirtan?
Yes, Prabhupada gave me some advice. I'll give you what Prabhupada gave me.
Es jums pateikšu, ko Prabhupada man kādu padomu deva.
Srila Prabhupada told me, he sent me a letter, and then along with that letter, he sent me a copy of a letter he had sent to somebody else. So in the second letter, Prabhupada stated, he said, if you will simply present these books in the best descriptive manner, then you can convince anyone, even an atheist, to purchase them.
On
the best descriptive manner. He will present these books in the best descriptive way.
Viņš teica, ja jūs iepazīstināsiet cilvēkus ar šīm grāmatām, pēc cik vien iespējams labi tās aprakstot, tad tādā veidā jūs spēsiet iekarot pat ateistu sirdis.
So you simply have to present these books in the nicest possible way, with the best possible choice of words you can bring.
Un tas, kas jums ir jādara ar maksimāli iespējami labākiem vārdiem, kādiem jūs varat to izdarīt, jums ir jāiepazīstina cilvēku šīm grāmatām, jāspēj aprakstīt šīs grāmatas.
Our devotees in the airports, they were so expert in distributing books, they used to say that these devotees are so good, they could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Mūsu bhaktas, kas izplatīja grāmatas lidostās, viņi bija tik pieredzējuši, ka par viņiem, grāmatu izplatīšanā, ka par viņiem teica, ka šie cilvēki varētu Eskimosiem ledu pārdot.
The big executives from, sometimes big executives from big corporations in the U.S. would see the devotees in the airport, and they want to hire the devotees to be a salesman for their company.
Dažkārt kompāniju, liela kompāniju vadītāji redzēja kādā veidā, baktiskot grāmatas un vēlējās, lai šie baktis kļūtu par izniecības darbiniekiem viņu kompānijās.
They had never seen such expert salesmen in their lives.
Tāpēc, ka viņi nebija redzējuši tik pieredzējušus pārdevējus savā dzīvē.
So you have to be convinced that these people are dying without Krishna consciousness.
Jums ir jābūt pārliecinātam, ka šie cilvēki mirst bez Krishna apziņas.
And you are trying to save them.
Un jūs cenšaties viņus glābt.
If you have this conviction, then Krishna will help you to describe the books in the best possible way.
Un jums būs šī pārliecība, tad Krishna jums palīdzēs aprakstīt šīs grāmatas vislabākajā veidā.
So that everyone will purchase a book from you.
Tā, ka ik viens vēlēsiet iegūt no jums, iegādāties grāmatu no jums.
Any other questions? We'll have one more question and that will be it. Okay.
No kā ir atkarīga spēja ievietot guru savā sirdī, un no kā ir atkarīga spēja pieķerties guru savā sirdī, jo dažkārt šī pieķeršanās ir, un dažkārt nav.
What this ability to be, to place Shri Guru in my heart and be attached to Shri Guru, what this ability depends on, because sometimes I have this ability and sometimes not.
Yes, it depends on the mercy of Guru.
Šī spēja ir atkarīga no Guru žēlastības.
Only by Guru's mercy can Guru become fairly established in your heart.
Tikai ar Guru žēlastību Guru var būt stingri nostiprināties jūsu sirdī.
So the key is you must always feel dependent upon your spiritual master.
Un atslēga, panākuma atslēga, ka jums vienmēr ir jābūt, jājūtās, ka jūs esat atkarīgs no savu Guru.
And if you always have this feeling of dependence on your Guru Maharaj,
un jums vienmēr būs šī sajūta, ka jūs esat pilnībā atkarīgs no savu Guru Maharaj,
then he will always be present within you in your heart.
Viņš vienmēr būs kopā ar jums jūsu sirdī.
But if you start to think, well, you know, I'm a fixed up devotee now.
Jūs sākat domāt, es jau esmu tā nostabilizējies bhakta.
I'm regulating my senses pretty well these days.
Un es ir kā ļoti labi savus maņas menedžēju un kontrolēju.
I'm becoming a Goswami, a master of my senses.
Es jau kļūstu par Goswami, savu jūtu, savu maņu valdnieku.
That means you're becoming proud, Prabhu.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs kļūstat lepns, Prabhu.
You're thinking about your own strength.
Jūs domājat, ka pats ar saviem spēkiem.
That you can go back to Godhead.
Jūs varat atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva.
You're not getting, but I can tell you in that mood, you're not going back to Godhead. You're headed for a fall down. One must always feel dependent on one's spiritual master. That only by his grace can I make any progress at all in Krishna consciousness. In this way, if you always feel completely 100% dependent on your spiritual master's mercy, then you will never lose his sangha for a minute.
Un ja jūs jūtīsieties 100% atkarīgs no savu garīgā skolotāja žēlastības, tad jūs nekad nezaudēsiet viņu.
This is the secret of success in Krishna consciousness.
Un tas ir
You must always feel like a helpless child crying for the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And then you will never ever fall, and then you will never fall down. So we'll stop here. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.